Thank you. Welcome to winter. As we were coming to church today, we saw a few cars with snow on them. Thankfully, my wife and I live down in the what we call the Banana Belt in Des Moines. We had a scant, and I mean scant, quarter of an inch at the very most. But I know some of you were blessed far more than we were with snow. Congratulations. For those who like titles, which I always write when I'm taking notes, but I seldom give one, I do have a title for you. Paper Frog. Paper Frog. All one word. Paper Frog. I don't know how many of you read the newspaper. I read it almost religiously, especially the comics. But this one was from November the 30th, this article here. And it says, still one more storm to go. 26th churning as season ends. November 30th was the end of hurricane season. But yet there is a 26th one working out in the Atlantic, or there was. I'd like to read just a brief snippet from it. The highlights included, for this year, 13 hurricanes, seven of which morphed into major Category 3 storms or stronger. It was the third deadliest season in U.S. history behind 1900 and 1928. In all, this season's hurricanes claimed more than 3,000 lives, nearly half of them in the United States, and most of those during Katrina's rampage. Hurricane Stan also killed about 1,500, most of them in Guatemala, after unleashing high winds, floods, and mudslides in Central America. And that's, of course, just on hurricanes. The article just next to it is first snowstorm on plains hits hard, which you probably have read about and seen pictures of. 85 days ago, Mr. Luker called a congregational meeting to discuss emergency preparedness and afterwards assigned members to an emergency preparedness team. I happen to have been volunteered for that team. I'm just kidding, of course, but anyway. Oh, and remember Paper Frog. Remember Paper Frog, and we'll get to that in a bit. See, our purpose in the emergency preparedness team is multifold. And basically, it is to practice some of the things that Solomon wrote about. If you would, turn over to Proverbs 24. Proverbs 24, and we'll take verse 6. Proverbs 24, verse 6. For by wise counsel you will wage your own war, and in a multitude of counselors there is safety. See, none of us knows everything about everything. None of us knows everything about emergency preparedness. Therefore, we seek counsel. In Proverbs 27, 12, the verse is rendered in the New Revised Standard Version as this. I'm not going to turn to it, but here's what the New Revised Standard Version says. The clever see danger and hide, or you might say protect themselves. But the simple go on and suffer for it. The clever see danger and hide, but the simple go on and suffer for it. More simply and accurately, they practice and listen to Paper Frog. Oh, you don't know what that means yet. Well, we'll get to that. Anyway, our tasks are to develop an action plan, to provide educational materials, and to encourage people to prepare adequately. If you have watched the news or read the news, you know what a disaster the Katrina wrecked. Not just the physical disaster, but the governmental disaster in responding to it. You have trailers lined up for emergency housing, but yet right across the street is a lady living in her car because the trailers are not approved for occupancy. Hundreds and thousands of people are homeless, yet trailers are available except for red tape. Recent events such as the tsunami in the Indonesian islands, the Hurricane Dennis, Katrina, Rita, Wilma, etc., that we can read about. On the last day of the season, Hurricane Epsilon, which we just spoke of, even though it's not a threat, is still working. We had the snow and blizzard in the Midwest. And here, what can we experience? We can experience a snow and ice storm. I remember the one many years ago where we were out of power for 3 days. We had to take in some church members that had been out of power for 5 days. And how many of you experienced power outages and cold weather? Some of you live in areas that are prone to flooding and mudslides. And of course, there is the threat of ever-present earthquakes and even a tsunami here in the Seattle area. So again, the emergency preparedness team's task, our goal, our purpose is to paper frog. Now, what does paper frog mean? These are the notes from our first meeting. Here's what paper frog means. Here's what we are to do. This is our mission statement. Preparing a people for emergency response while fully relying on God. Preparing a people for emergency response while fully relying on God. So that is what paper frog is all about. That is what the EPT is all about. During an emergency, we as Christians, as neighbors, as ambassadors of Christ, will need to practice some of the things we read about in Proverbs. Let's turn over to Proverbs 27, verse 10. Proverbs 27, verse 10. Do not forsake your own friend or your father's friend, nor go to your brother's house in the day of your calamity. Better is a neighbor nearby than a brother far away. Now that's saying if you have a calamity, you go to your neighbor. You don't go clear across the country necessarily. But, who is your neighbor's neighbor? Who is your neighbor's neighbor? Look in the mirror. It is you. And that is what we're about, is helping each one of us to prepare for those emergencies. Not so much as asking for help, but being a help to our neighbors. See, our security lies ultimately with God. They don't understand or know God. You can think on Psalm 23, speaking of the valley of death. Yea, though I walk through the valley of death, I will fear no evil. Your rod and your staff comfort me. God prepares our table. See, God is our ultimate provider. Let's turn over to Psalm 50. Psalm 50 in verse 15. Psalm 50, verse 15. Through David, God says this. Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. That is what we, as Christians, as Christian neighbors, as ambassadors of Christ, should be doing. Now, I would like all head of households or single people, please raise your hand. Please raise your hand and leave them up until you receive what the ushers are passing out. This is what we as the team have prepared initially. There will be more materials coming, but this will get you started in thinking about preparing for emergencies. And seniors, those of you 65 and older, please see either myself or Brett Wills after services. We have something especially for you. This is seniors, especially for you. These packets, again, are initial information, and we are going to be distributing more later on. So keep this packet, read through it, and await further developments. Because if you just put it aside and let dust cover it, it's not going to do you any good. It's not going to do your neighbors any good. It's not going to do your church any good. Remember what we read in, or I quoted in Psalm 27:12, which says, "The clever see danger and hide or protect themselves, but the simple go on and suffer for it." Don't be simple. Prepare for it, because now is the time. The contents of the packet, as some of you have already seen, is a disaster preparedness calendar put out by the Red Cross. It gives you a six-month calendar on how to acquire emergency supplies and so forth. On the facing page is a condensation of our congregational meeting notes as to what we discussed during our emergency meeting, and also information from the American Red Cross on making a small portable kit as well as a kit for your home. It doesn't do you any good if you just put this aside and not use it. On August 25th, Katrina hit the New Orleans and Mississippi area. Shortly thereafter, Hurricane Rita hit the Louisiana and Texas coast. They had warning. They had days of warning. They could have prepared. In fact, a year prior to this, Louisiana had an emergency preparedness test. Yet, when the emergency came, they failed. We are prone to earthquakes. Nobody's going to come to you, knock on your door, give you a telephone call, or say, hey, at 10:07, we're going to have a magnitude 8 earthquake. It doesn't happen. We'll have an earthquake without warning, most likely. Today, 4 months later, people are still homeless. People are scattered. FEMA is cutting off housing aid to the people this month, if it goes through and Congress doesn't intervene. So it's time to learn from these people that were not prepared. It is time to learn from a government that was not prepared. Only you can prepare for yourself.